about to start the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. If there's anyone who needs to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead now and do so. I'll be starting the net in approximately 1 minute. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. And, of course, those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. The net operates on 147.060 with a PL tone of 156.7. If needed, the secondary is a 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also, to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPSnet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSnet. First, the open section with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And the third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to sell, swap, or looking for amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic, listen to ensure no one else is keyed up the same time you have, then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. Let me reset. This is Dave, Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. We'll be taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly and phonetically. KC1PWR Tim, with no questions at this time. Are there any other check-ins? Please come for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Here is Whiskey 1 Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey Chuck in Groton, no questions.
W1FJW, recognized. Good evening, Chuck. Welcome to the net. Looks like it's going to be a short night. I thought I used my deodorant today, but maybe not enough. So, at this point, we'll just go over to Tim. You're a little rough into the machine, but we'll see if you can, if we can pull you out of there. If you have any second thoughts about questions or any general comments, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, everyone. The only item I came across this week is that the Aries finally came out with their class, the EC-001 class. This is going to be part of the Aries, the AWRL Aries training. And they finally announced that they have it online. And unfortunately, it's an instructor-led class. It's 30 seats per class, and I think they listed four classes. By the time I saw the announcement, every class was full. So at that rate, it may take a while to get everybody through that class. The class actually lasts for about 2 weeks, I'm imagining. I'm sorry, 2 months. And I'm imagining it's about an hour a night, because they said it's a total of 45 hours for in total. So I just thought that was interesting. That's the basic communication class that AWRL requires of everybody who's going to be doing Aries. So I just wanted to put that out there. And with that, I'll go back to K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, very good. Well, that's hopefully, sounds like it's a popular class. Just a quick question back to you. Is that on the LEAD website?
Yes, it is, and I should mention at one point it was a class you had to pay for it, and now they're making it free for all Aries members. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, well, we'll have to go over there and see if there's a waiting list or something to get hooked up there. Need to do all those things, try and keep up with this stuff, although it's a bit of a task. Because of a job, almost. So, that will stop at Chuck, just see if he has any general comments, anything of interest he'd like to bring up at this point. W1FJW, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Well, no, I don't think I picked up anything worthy of sharing. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, well, it looks like it might be a short net tonight. I'll just bring up a couple of things over the weekend. I did work, worldwide DS contest on sideband. So poked around, nothing serious, not going to win any awards, but worked about 30 stations, I guess, over the course of a couple of days, just poking at it as time allowed, but discovered I might want to do something different with my microphone system. I don't operate a lot of sideband, so I didn't think too much about it, but I don't know, just wonder if either of you or maybe someone listening has any thoughts about what they like for microphones, desk mic, boom mic, foot switch, no foot switch. You know, there's a lot of ways to go here, and as I said, I don't do this sideband stuff very often, but needs to be comfortable. So we'll throw that out there, and we'll at this point ask for if there are any other further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio TIPSnet. Please call now. This is K1 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, in net control.
This is? Kilo, Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. I have no questions tonight.
Oh, good evening, Mark. KB1RAY recognized. Are there any other further check-ins for the tip set? Please come now. All right, well, very good. Good evening, Mark. I know you don't have any questions. I don't know if you heard my spiel. I seem to recall you don't operate a lot of HF, but if you have some comment or something you'd like to throw out there, instant service, the floor is yours. KB1RAY, K1DCT in the tip set.
Okay, well, I came in on the very end of it, but I believe you were talking about microphones and stuff. I'm definitely not the person to ask about that. I'm still using the microphone that came with the radio here, but I have been thinking about getting like a desk mic or something like that to make make things a little bit easier. Just haven't quite done it yet. And yeah, as far as HF, I've been kind of off the air for a couple of months. I gotta do some stuff and get back on there. Hope everyone is having a good week here. Just a reminder for anyone, I guess, the Region 4 DMR net will be occurring at 8:30 tonight on TAC 4. It is the first Wednesday of the month, and I hope to remember to join myself, so that's my plan for the night. Hope everyone has a good rest of the week as well. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Hi, Mark. Well, certainly good to hear you, and I don't have DMR capabilities yet. Waiting for Josh's presentation to get a small education on how to get going. So, anyway, with that, well, let's throw out a different topic here. With all this beautiful weather we've been having, I wonder if anyone has big plans for some spring antenna projects. Hopes and dreams, we'll call it that. And we'll start at the top of the list with Tim, KC1TWR on the tips net. This is Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, my intent getting near the end of March here is to start getting up into the attic or having people help me get into the attic and start putting some antennas up there. Also, there's a good chance that we're going to get up to the Red Cross headquarters up there in Route 32 and try and put a combo 20 and 40 meter antenna up into the attic there, so we, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, can actually do some HF work out of there. So looking forward to that. And one other small thing I'm going to do is I have a MagMount antenna that I've been using for several years now for my mobile 2-meter rig in the car. And it's in dire need of being taken off and scraped down a little bit, and some new black paint attached to it, because right now it's getting to look pretty rusty, which isn't good. One other thing I wanted to mention, Tom, WA2RYB, found this out the hard way. Apparently, Lentini, which is up in near Middletown area, that sells all kinds of antennas and wire and cables and CBs and so forth, they have an announcement on their webpage, although our website as well as Amazon and eBay stores will remain in business and active. We are closing our retail store in Burlington, Connecticut, effective February 1st, 2019. So if you were planning on making a trip up there, don't do it. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, Tim. Yeah, I know you, you and I have talked about some of your antenna projects. I'm still willing and somewhat able to help you. And sad thing about Lentini's, I haven't looked at their website in a long time, but I've bought stuff there, and I remember when they were in Newington in a little, a tiny little store on Garfield Street. So, and I've bought radios there and other items. Always enjoyed just looking around. So sad to see them go, but like everything else, you know, the mom and pop stuff is going away. And, you know, they're hard to compete with, you know, the HROs, the, what's the other one, Amateur Electronic Supply. You know, tough to compete with the big boys like that. They're, you know, got better prices. And, but, you know, unless you're going to drive to New Hampshire to go to HRO, which is a fun trip. I've done it. You know, where you can look at stuff and talk to people, but otherwise you look at reviews, talk to locals, and buy what you're going to buy. So, sad to see them go, but, you know, competition. So, we'll move down to Chuck, W1FJW. Any antenna projects or any comments on anything that's been discussed previously? Go ahead, Chuck. K1DCT in the tip stack.
Well, going back to the microphones, for sideband, the quality of the audio is such that it really doesn't matter much what you use for a microphone there. I kind of like headsets myself, particularly when I'm doing net control, because it frees up your hands pretty much, and it makes it a lot easier. And at home, I use a desk mic, and every place else I use a hand mic. For the spring antenna projects, I've been toying ever since the last auction with the idea of putting up that diamond antenna, but it's about 18 feet long, and I don't know how I feel about a collinear array that long, and I'm toying with the idea of bringing it back to the auction. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it. I did a lot of work on it. It's ready to go, but I don't know if I'm ready for that step. Back to that W1FJW.
Very good, Chuck. Yeah, that's a big antenna. I've got a collinear that I built many years ago, and it's been sitting here in the rafters, or in the should say the floor joists. And I just never put it up. I built it. Last I checked, it worked okay. I probably need to check it again. I'll expound a little more on my hopes and dreams. But first, we'll get the mark. KB1RAY, any hopes and dreams on antenna projects for when spring finally gets here? K1DCT in the net.
KB1RAY. Well, my 2-meter stuff seems to be operating properly, so I'm probably going to do my best not to touch any of that. yeah, I would like to kind of move my my HF antenna around a little bit, maybe get it up a little bit higher. It's just kind of sitting in the attic right now. I don't have the option of putting it outside, so I want to do what I can, which is not a whole lot. I've also been thinking about getting a different type of antenna and seeing if that would improve my performance any. Right now it's just a folded dipole. I have some thoughts, but we'll see how long it takes to do something about them. KB1RAY, back to net control.
All right, Mark. Yeah, well, there's plenty of antenna options, and you said you have it in the attic, and you don't have any. Your options are limited, so I'm guessing you live in some sort of situation like Tim, where outside is not an option. So, yeah, but there's compromises, and I can remember, as a kid. Back at the parents' house, I had a 15-meter dipole in the attic, and I worked that antenna hard, and I made a lot of good contacts with it. So, of course, right now the sunspot cycle is, if it could go negative numbers, it probably would, but it's been pretty fixed at zero for a while. My hopes and dreams are, because I do have a small tower, a 40-footer, and I own a rotator and a controller, that maybe I should finally put something back up there that actually rotates and would be some advantage. So I had a beam many years ago, took it down when it acted up. Somebody offered to buy it. I sold it and figured I'll just get another one, and that was... way too many years ago. Not that I'm dissatisfied with what I have up, but something rotatable, hopefully with some gain, but even a rotatable dipole would probably be some advantage. And then maybe install that 2-meter collinear that I built all those years ago to improve on the 2-meter ground plane. So I have hopes and dreams. We'll see how far they get. At this point, we'll take a little break and see if there are any additional check-ins for the TIPSnet. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio TIPSnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control. Please call now.
Echo Mike Delta, Reed in Colchester, with a question.
Oh, good evening, Reed. Glad to hear you. K1EMD recognized in the TIPSnet. You came at a perfect time. You can get instant service. And so please come now with your question.
K1 EMD and the net. I am slowly, very slowly, building my shack, looking for suggestions on a 12-volt battery source. AGM or other types of batteries would be appreciative if somebody could steer me in the right direction.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's good to have a 12-volt battery source. I have one here. It's a sealed lead acid battery. I think it's 100 amp hour. It's a monster. And, we'll see who else. I would bet Chuck has some pretty good suggestions, but I don't want to discount anyone along the way. So we'll go to the top of the list. KC1TWR in the TIPS net. This is K1DCT in net control. Go ahead with your comments about Reed's question.
I had heard the phrase collinear antenna, and I sort of remembered what one was, so I did a quick search on it. Lo and behold, the project page from the Raison website came up, where at one point the club was as a group project and built collinear antenna. So I think it was only 2 meters, but still looked like a good project. I'm going to look into it. And as far as batteries go, don't have that much knowledge or experience with them other than what I buy in the store for flashlights and so forth. I came across a couple of batteries that are sealed lead acid style batteries. They've served me well, but AGM sounds like a interesting style of a battery. I did a quick search on the internet to start learning about it, and I'm going to do some more reading up on it. So I don't really have much I can add along those lines. And I was going to ask Chuck, if the antenna is 18 feet long, how are you going to get it to the auction? So with that, back to net control, KC1CWR.
All right, well, very good. Yeah, there's certainly a multitude of batteries out there. So, well, we'll see what Chuck has to say. So, your next W1FJW in the TIPSnet, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control.
Well, on the antenna, the antenna comes in three manageable 6-foot pieces, so that'll get it there. As for the batteries, typically, depending upon what you're going to do with it, my advice is to get the biggest one you can lift. A lead acid battery pretty much ages when it's discharged. A fully charged battery on a float charger doesn't age much and can last many years. If you're going to try and keep a battery for an extended period of time, you don't want to discharge it more than halfway. You only want to discharge it 50% and then charge it back up again. It's the bottom half of the discharge that damages the battery. This is kind of counterintuitive to the term amp hours, but 50 amp hour battery doesn't last half as long as a 100 amp hour battery. It's less than that. It's more like a third, because you get more losses trying to carry the same load with a smaller battery. If you double the size of the battery, you get more than double the running time. So, like I say, get the biggest one that your wallet and arms can deal with. That's about the only advice I have. The AGM are good. Sealed batteries are nice because you don't have to worry about them falling over and making a puddle on the rug. But beyond that, I don't think there's, not much difference in deep discharge marine batteries seem to give you about the most bang for the buck. Back to net, W1FJW.
Very good, Chuck. Yeah, I just went out to the interweb, as Tim would say, and looked what an AGM battery is. And, basically the kind of stuff you find in UPS and for deep cycle use. So I think the information that Chuck said, what you can afford and how much you can safely carry, transport, is probably a good choice. But we'll go down to Mark, see if he has any inside information. KB1RAY, K1DCT, in the tip set.
KB1RAY. Well, I do also have a battery over here. It is very similar in size to a car battery. It is a sealed lead acid battery. I don't remember the exact type of chemistry and all the things like that on it, but I believe it was around 80 amp hours. It is quite heavy, but it has been doing the job quite well. I'm looking probably sometime soon to replace it, simply because it has been functioning here for probably about 7 years now. I did notice at one point that the voltage was kind of dropping fast when I switched over to battery. So it's about that time. So not 100% sure what I'm going to get. The place that sold me this one doesn't sell them anymore, so I'll have to look around. KB1RAY, back to net control.
All right, Mark, yeah, unfortunately, they don't last forever. Even if you float them, all that kind of stuff, they still eventually will expire. And if you immediately switch from, charge float to strictly battery, and you notice the voltage drop right off in a hurry, that's probably a good sign that it's probably on its way out. So we'll get back to Reed and see if anything was helpful or if we've only stirred up more questions. K1 EMD, K1 DCT in the tip set.
K1 EMD in the net. Mark talked to me years ago about his AGM battery. What I'm thinking about doing is get a 100 amp hour battery, and I have access to a solar charger with a controller, so that's what I think I'm going to go with. Back to that, K1 EMD.
Well, sounds good. I don't know if anything we said was helpful or not. Sounds like you've made up your mind. And I can say the only thing that I run off this 12-volt battery of mine, which is 100 amp hour, is this 2-meter radio and a scanner. I mean, I can run anything I want off it if I do a little finagling, but I haven't needed to do that yet. So we'll see when the finagling time comes, how it performs. But I know if I shut the switch off on my charger, my float charger, it'll go days before I notice the voltage drop. So I guess, that's the other factor is, outside of can you lift it, is how much do you really want to run. So, work all that into some sort of formula and come up with your answer. At this point, I'll break and ask for one more round of check-ins for the TIPSnet. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio TIPSnet, and this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. If you wish to check in, please come now. Then I will make one more last call. So the beer tap is off and the lights are going on. This is going to be last call for the first section of the net. Anyone has any wants to check in or has any additional comments, questions, please come now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Net control, K1 EMD.
K1 EMD, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I hope to be heard next week, but I'd like to talk about solar charging of that same battery. Back to net control, K1 EMD.
Oh, most certainly we can do that. I have no knowledge of solar charging. I know, obviously know what solar panels are and how they work. And, you know, voltage comes out the wires, but I've never actually used one to keep a battery charged. So we'll head to the top of the list and see if Tim has any insight. KC1 TWR, K1 DCT in the tip net.
Worse, and I was having trouble hearing some of what was being said. I heard the comment about the solar charging, and I don't really know much about it. I do know that Larry, WR1B, has a flexible solar panel charger that he uses cooked up to a battery during field day. So he may have some information on that. I'm going to reach out to him over the next week and hopefully get some of that. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. Just to make sure that you know that there is a webpage, am1700.com/tipsnet, where there is a two folders that has recordings of tipsnet that we make each week. So if you miss a week, you can always go in there and listen and see what you missed. And with that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. We'll get out and see if Chuck has any insight to the solar charging of batteries. W1FJW, K1DCT in the tip stack.
I'm afraid I don't have much in the way of insight into that. The only thing that comes to mind is a caution, and that the controller, which stands between the solar panels and the battery, depending upon the type and kind, could be a source of radio interference if it's a high efficiency switch mode unit without sufficient shielding. Back to net, W1FJW.
Mark, you have any experience with charging 12-volt batteries with solar equipment? KB1RAY, K1DCT, in the tip stack.
KB1RAY, unfortunately, I do not. I like the idea, but like I mentioned before, I don't really have a whole lot of ability to do things outdoors, and I know the best way to do solar panels is usually on the roof. So I guess I'll send it back to net, KB1RAY.
All right, very good. Well, I mean, there's ways to do it. I know people have done it, you know, like at field day, you know, run off battery, charge it with a solar panel. So I think there's some points involved there if you're on field day. So that's about it. We'll go back to Reed and see if we sufficiently answered or muddied the waters. K1 EMD, K1 DCT, in the tip stack.
K1 EMD. Now, very good points. I'm going to research it, and the data I get back, I will certainly return. I'm going to look at some different controllers. I have enough room on my roof at home, hopefully not to use street power to keep the battery charged, and I'll report back to that control, K1 EMD.
Oh, very good read. Yes, I look forward to that. Like I said, I really don't have any hands-on experience with solar charging of batteries, but certainly a good idea, and might be something to look into for the upcoming field day. It's only a few months away. I know it's tough to think about it today, as it's 22 degrees outside presently. So with that, we'll make one more last call, just in case there's anyone out there. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tips net. This is last call for the first round.
This is Whiskey 1 Julie Oscar Papa. Sorry about being late.
No problem, John. We got you. If you have any questions or comments, I don't know what you've heard or what you haven't, but I'll give you a few minutes to say what you think needs to be said. K1DCT in the tip set.
I promise I won't make this a few-minute transmission. No, I listened to the net, most of it anyway, and as usual, it's very interesting. I do have a question about the DMR TAC. I think it's TAC-4 net. I could be wrong, but do you know what time and what channel that net's on?
Well, according to what I wrote down, it's at 8:30 and on TAC-4. But I will defer to Mark, KB1RAI, just to confirm that, because I might not have written down the right thing, because I'm not yet a DMR guy. So, Mark, if you can expound for John on that subject, K1DCT in the tip set.
KB1RAY. Okay, the information I have is the first Wednesday of the month, 8:30 p.m. on TAC-4, and of course that is on the CT Aries DMR network. Hopefully that answers the question. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Mark, I had a brain fog. Did you say 8 or 8:30?
Eight thirty, 8:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you. W1 GOP, back to that.
Okay, very good. Glad we got that ironed out for you, John. So at this point, I'm going to go into the second section of the net, which is announcements and items of interest. If anyone has an announcement about upcoming events or items of interest for the amateur community, please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tips net.
Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, 1 and 0.
All right, KC1TWR recognized. Please go ahead with your announcement.
The announcement is a relay of an email from Vinny, who is the Region 4 DEC. He's saying that he's going to cancel our regular TAC-4 net on DMR tonight. He's working on a project for work and needs the extra time. He was up till 1 a.m. last night, and that we'll pick it up again next month. And a reminder that there's also the Region 4 Leadership Team meeting this month. It's going to be at the Red Cross Building on Route 32 in Huntersville this month on March 28th at 7 p.m. More to follow. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. I guess that let's John and Mark, they can go to bed early. or watch the The Voice or whatever's on TV. Only other announcements is tomorrow morning, those that are available, there is a ham breakfast at Old Times Restaurant in Norwich on West Main Street at 7 o'clock, if you can make that. And I'm going to say it's 9 o'clock, the Montville, oh, I forget what to call it, Montville Diner at, on Saturday morning. There's also another ham gathering, so a couple of places to get and see people in person that maybe only talk to on the radio. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tips Net. At this point, I will move into the third section, which is cell swap or seeking amateur radio related items. If you have something that fits into these categories, please call now. This is K1DCT in the Tips Net. Alright, last call for real this time. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Any additional check-ins, any additional comments, questions, please call now. All right, that was last call. We have no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. Thank you to all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031, that's 1031 Route 2 in Montville. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of the repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. And now to return the repeater to regular amateur use, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.